Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. This is the board. This is your host, Deacon Tractor Odom, coming to you live from the Bible Shop, the hottest Blog Talk Radio talk show for the next season. We're still excited for these 4 days of revival. Excuse me. I hope everyone's having a blessed weekend. I hope everybody went and got some word today. If you didn't, I hope you listened to Barber Shop. Hopefully we can touch your soul and your spirit and maybe encourage you a little bit, you know. As usual, I'd like to thank everybody for coming out to support and show your love to the Barber Shop, to me. I thank you from the bottom of my heart. It's always a pleasure to know that I have some support, some strong family friends that believe what God is doing in my life is real, and that I don't take none of this stuff for granted. And again, you know, I like to thank God for everything he has done in my life. He's changed me. With that being said, you know, again, greetings from the Barber Shop, the hottest talk radio show on the air right now for me, the only show for me that I enjoy listening to. So God has this show covered in his blood, with his anointing, with his power, with his grace and mercy. You know, God taught this in my spirit. So everything that I do on this show, if God gave me experience and the blessing to do this, again, I thank you for coming and showing the love and support like you always do, like you did. Honestly, God who's first in my life, foremost. You know, I'd like to thank him for his grace and mercy. You know, just in him being who he is, thank him for, you know, dying on the cross, saving all our lives. You know, dying for our sins that we have committed. You know, I don't know how many of you realize, but God paid the price for us big time. And you know, I don't know about nobody else, but I thank him from the bottom of my heart. He has truly blessed me, not with just the material things. You know, it's just he blessed me to where I can, you know, still get up and walk, talk, and still get my praise on and still let him know that what he has done, I am very thankful for. You know, with that being said, we're going to pray as usual. Couple of scriptures that we get to with that. You know how we do on the Bible Shop. We keep it real, keep it 100. You know, to all the callers and listeners, whether the listeners are on the internet, go to the chat room if you have any questions. Want to call an email, you know, just press 1 if you have any comments or questions. You know, when we get things started. With that being said, let's go into prayer. Humble to be no power. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you for clothing us in our right mind. We thank you for that city of our women. God, we just thank you for being you. For you have really paid the price for all of us. Some people might take you for granted, God, but I do not take you for granted. I thank you for the little small things you have done. And I know there's going to be some big things that you're going to do in my life. And it's going to be some supernatural movement all over this place, God. Because you're on your way back. You're going to show yourself like you always do. You're going to show up and show out. God, I'm expecting you to do some things on this show real mighty today, God. Except for me that's going through today, Lord. Even the women that's listening and have husbands or boyfriends or sons that's listening. God, touch their heart. To them, the next time they decide to come on the show to have their males and their life list. God, we thank you for everything you have done, God, because you have done, the show has done enough for us, God. Like I said, God, some people take it for granted, but me, I don't. I appreciate everything you do in my life, my family life, my kids' life, even the ones who don't appreciate it. God, I appreciate you for what you're doing in their life. For you are worthy to be praised. You're number one in my life. And I thank you for being you. Thank you for what you're going to do in my life. Thank you for what you're going to do everybody that's listening. To everybody that's listening, God, I speak blessings over their life, God. I speak healing and deliverance over their life, God. If it's a man that's listening right now that's going through something, don't be afraid. Just call on God. He'll be there for you. I speak blessings over you right now in the name of Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. This is the Father, child. We can't be heard. We do not judge you. We do not beat you down. We have the love of God, compassion heart, and willing to listen and willing to help you. It's by the grace of God that we all sit here. Here on the Father, child, God, we do not take things lightly. Because you are number one in our life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Again, to the ones who just come, thank you, thank you, thank you. Man, like I said, you know, my the last 4 days, I don't know, you know, if y'all been looking on Facebook or whatever. The last 4 days have been powerful days for me and my family and my church family. We had revival, and every single day was powerful. Strong, anointed men stepped forth and faced that tabernacle ministry. And with the power of God, with the anointing that God gave them, they brought some powerful words. I stepped into the realm of God's presence. And it was awesome. Revival for me was the best thing so far this year that I really enjoyed. I have been revived with grace. I'm expecting the God to do mighty things in my life, my family life, healing, delivering in my family life. You know, I'm expecting God to do those things. But when I asked God and I told him I was expecting him to show up in revival, he showed up every single day. I tell anybody that whole week of consecration, it was worth it. I stayed before God. I read those scriptures and I just cried out to God. And he chose himself worthy, right? With that being said, we'll read a scripture from our Psalm chapter 10, verse 4. In his pride, the wicked does not seek him. In all his thoughts, there is no room for God. And my chapter is Help One. Looking for me, no matter what the situation or circumstance. That topic is something for the men to really think about. There's a lot of men that's sitting out there, you know, that's hurting. But God gave this to me. He said, no matter what your situation or your circumstance, he's there for you. If you would just take heed and listen to the Holy Spirit when he speaks to you, or listen to when God calls you, stop running. Like I always say, God has to excuse me. Like I said, it's been the last 4 days of a vow has been an experience for me. You know, like I said, I really tap into the presence of God with no problem. I didn't care what nobody was thinking, nobody what people were saying when I got my shirt on, my praise on, because I know what God has done in my life. I know what he's going to do in my life. As long as I keep him first and keep my eyes on him and seek him, I know what he's going to do. You know, this blog talk show is good, you know, for me. You know, I enjoy when the women come on because they have you women have men in your life as well. And you know, to let you know that we do go through things. And I encourage the women that's listening on us, that's on the call in or on the internet. If you have male figures in your life and you know they're going through, again, encourage them. Lift them up. Keep them covered in prayer. Because a lot of people fail to realize that what we as men go through, it's a lot. It's just tough being a man. You know, it don't matter what color, what your religion is, who your mama is, who your daddy is. You know, us as men, we go through a lot, but we try to stay strong for our family and not let the family see that we're going through, because we don't want them to get discouraged. But I think sometimes we need to let our family know what we're going through. Because we never know, it might be a word that they might speak to us, something they might say to us. It might be that word, I love you, or put their arms around. That might be something that, you know, that can spark that man, or just spark him and motivate him to do the things that he's supposed to do and what God has called him to do. You know, I really enjoy doing the show, regardless if anyone listening, no one cares. You know, I'm just doing what God called me to. I will not let no one, nobody, not even Satan, and the demonic spirit, stop me from doing what I have to do. You know, so God called me to this. Anytime I do the work of the Lord, I'm happy to touch somebody. I know I won't be able to touch everybody, but I will touch somebody. I really, if I can just touch one, I did what God called me to do. And I will keep going, keep pushing, and keep striving. And that's for all the men that listen, no matter what your situation or your circumstances is, in the lead of God. I'm a little witness. God will make a way. God will provide. He will heal you. He will deliver you. He will set you free. As always, it's your choice to do what's right. God will love you. But I pray that the decisions you make be the right decision, not keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over again and expecting God to keep blessing you and blessing you and blessing you. You know, I'm a living witness. You know, I've told my testimony several times, and I tell it to the day I die. I know what God has done for me. He did for me, He can do it for you. And like I said, this topic is for all men who, even my brothers in Christ, we get weary sometimes. You know, we get frustrated. But don't forget, God is still there. God will not leave us. We leave. He's always been by our side. No matter what the situation is, you going through, trust and believe in God is here too. Seek Him. Ask Him to show up, show out. But now, from this day forward, I'm expecting God to do something in my life every single day. Whether it's big, little, small, medium, it don't matter. I'm expecting Him to do something in my life every single day. And it's always a blessing when God wakes us up in the morning. Somebody didn't wake up this morning. It's a family right now grieving over a loved one, a son, a father, a mother, a daughter. They're grieving over somebody today, right now as we speak. But you know what? It's a blessing. We still here. You should be proud that God kept you through all the stuff that you have done. God still blessed you. And like I said, after these 4 days of revival has really opened up my eyes. Man, we ought to be praising God every single day, every minute, every hour, every chance we open our mouth. It's a stuff to be coming out thanking God for what He has done. Because we take for granted the beating that He took for us. We take it for granted. We should not take life for granted. People are leaving this earth quick, fast, and energy. Satan is doing what he said he's going to do. But it's time for us get our act together, get ourselves prepared. But I got a feeling God is really going to show himself through the supernatural, like he did in the Bible. I just got to say, he's going to show himself. He is going to show himself to us. So I encourage each and one of you, to my brothers, my sisters, even the little kids, young kids, teenagers, if you're listening to this, be encouraged that God can do anything and everything he wants to. If you're going through something right now, get on your knees and pray to God, ask God to help you. Find your church home, get in your word. So God is strong, God is mighty. I will never turn my back on God for nothing in his word. I know the things he has done for me, family, kids, quiet, friends, co-workers, church members. I've seen God do tremendous things, big things. He's not done yet. You know, to my brothers out there who are lost, you're going through and you really don't have no one to turn to or nowhere to go, check out the Bible stuff. This is what we do here on the Father Child. We encourage. We do not judge nobody. It's not my job to judge you. It's my job to uplift you, encourage you, love you, whether you like it or not. And just seek, follow the things in your life. I thank God. I thank everybody. I kind of got a little. A little emotional, but like I said, man, this has been these last 4 days of the Bible has been awful change. You know, I have a compassion heart, and I was just speaking from my heart how I feel, what's going on. Again, I encourage you, you know, to seek God's faith, get in his presence. Man, I'm trying to tell you, nothing like getting in God's presence. Like I said, 84 days. I challenge the last 4 days, much as I ever challenged when the Holy Spirit first hit. I learned that do not waste time getting God's presence. When you feel his presence, you got to go all out. You got to go all in. To me, like I said, these last 4 days, I got my doubt on. I scream, I cry, I was just soaking with. You know what? I was sad, but my spirit man was happy as on over. I told myself I will never stop giving God the praise. Even for a little bitty thing, I'm going to give him some praise. I'm going to give God some praise as God. We owe him. God don't owe us nothing. We owe him. He did. He already laid everything out when he died on the cross for us. We can give everybody some time, but we can't give God the time. The man that created us, created everything on this earth, everything that we got, God created. So we still breathing, we still walking and talking. God, God's grace and mercy. I thank you. Oh, I'm still on fire from this 4 day revival. I'm trying to keep myself contained, but I cannot. I got to give God some praise. If there's someone that's out there on the line, press one, if you want to just say thank you, Jesus, thank God, just say something. I mean, because, man, it's a blessing that we're still here. Like I said, I feel like putting my computer down and take a run. You know, I got work to do. I just encourage everybody, no matter what your situation is, your circumstances, God still loves you. He's still here, son. He never left. That's something God would never do. He would never leave us, but we'll leave him. I don't know about y'all, but the things that I went through, if you know my testimony, you know I was a mess. But I've been blessed by this. We got men that's crying out for help, but men don't hear the crying out for help because they're too busy stuff. Their pride is in the way. The truth be told, men let their pride and ego get in the way of helping other men. You know, men think, you know, we're weak if we ask another man for help. But you know, I'm here to tell you, the devil is a lie. You know, it takes a real man to admit that he's hurt and that he's going through. You know, because he's afraid that, you know, us as men, we're going to beat him down and call him weak or wimp or punk, you know. And that's not true. We're human as well. We have feelings. But some men want to keep those feelings. He is the one nobody else seeing them. But you don't want to keep doing it, so you're doing more harm to your body than you think you're doing by keeping stuff inside. Nothing wrong with opening up to another brother. You know, like I always say, I have some brothers in my church. Man, I love you guys. And we got a pastor there. Man, I'm trying to tell you, that's a cool brother. You know, I love my pastor. I've learned a lot of things from my pastor, not just by him being a pastor, being married, strong man. You know, he's funny. He's cool. He's a down-to-earth pastor, you know. And you can see the love of him and his wife. You can see it in their face and all along there how much they care about people. You know, I thank all of me at Faith Tabernacle Ministry, you know, for being there for me. I thank my pastor, you know, for we've been through some stuff too, but so I learned a lot from him. Just like I did, you know, I thank God for placing me in that ministry. I see why he placed me there. And I thank him for it. And I thank all of me in my church. And you know, I thank my helpmeet, my wife. Before I even got saved, she always knew there was something in me. And she always pushed me. I got stubborn sometimes, but she made me think outside the box. She pushed me. No matter what the situation was, she was still there. And I thank her. Being here from day one, from the first show to the day, she's been here on every show supporting me, her and my daughter. I thank her for that. So I enjoy doing it, you know, because it's probably encouraging our men that it's okay. Like I said, it's okay to go to another brother and ask for help. You know, don't be afraid. Like I said, it's not going to make you less of a man. To me, I would have more respect for you coming to me saying you're hurting, that you're going through. I need somebody to talk to. You know, I can't talk to my boys because they're going to beat me up. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. That's how, you know who your true friends are when you're going through something. You know, but when you're going through, the first person you should go to is God. You know, seek God's faith. Keep being in his presence. I'm trying to say, it's nothing like being in God's presence, especially when you allow your brothers and sisters in Christ and you can feel God present in the church and how mighty that certain man is. Y'all been talking a good 4 days of revival, man. This one of the best ones we had so far. It was off the chain. I don't know about nobody else, like I said, but for me, I know it was awesome to me. I'm looking for some more like this. So I just come to encourage all the men. If you don't have no church home, find you a church home. And make sure when you seek God first, ask him to guide you to that place, that church, that has a men's ministry, a men's group. and get involved. You'd be amazed when you get around a bunch of brothers, the things that they don't went through. You know, like I said, when I first got in my church, I met them guys, and you know, sometimes you get in a place and you think you're the only person that does something. Man, I seen the other brothers in my church open up and say what they went through. I knew I was in the right place. I didn't feel that. You know, we came close, you know, because that's what brotherhood is all about. You come close, you know, and I said, y'all might think, I always give them guys at my church, my brothers, some things. So they helped me through a lot. You know, like I said, it's what God, it's not easy because the devil is really going to attack you so hard because he don't want you on this thing. You know, but you have to keep pushing forward. You have to keep pressing on. You got to stay on your knees. You got to turn your plate down. You know, sometimes you just got to go in that closet and just cry. I've done it several times. You know, my mom and dad called me a crybaby. You're right. I am a cry. I do cry. But when that spirit of God get on me, yes, I do cry because I am. And it's so overwhelming when that spirit of God get on you. You can't help but be crying. I said sometimes that I laugh too, but it's true. The things I went through, the things I have seen and do in my life, in my family life, in my wife's life, even my kids. You know, you can't help but just get excited when God is, his presence is in you, in his presence. And you have your brothers and sisters in Christ, and man, I got to these 4 days show me your glory. I was expecting God to show what He did it before my every 4 days. I did it. So I asked Him, I was expecting you to do something. He did it. So to my brothers, there's nothing wrong. We're turning to another brother for help. There is nothing wrong. You know, because we need each other. You know, we got to step our game up. Like I've been saying through this whole process of doing my show, I think this is my 12th or 13th show. It's geared to my brother. You know, weak of a man if you cry out for him. God looking for strong soldiers. He's looking for some bold men to stand up. You know, that's what we need. You know, us men, we need to stand up and link arms together. Stop being so selfish and practical. And let the ego get in the way. But we need each other. We really do. You can see women don't have no problem getting together, book club, go shopping, go to the nail salon, do whatever they want to do. They don't have a problem. And when it comes to us, they're scared to do it. For what reason? Can you imagine if our kids, our wives, our girlfriends, fiance, our moms see men in their life link with other men, stand up and be strong? You know what that can do to our family. Some families right now don't feel secure with the man in the house because he's not showing himself that he can have a family. You know, there's nothing wrong with going to your wife or your fiance and telling them, I need help. You know, I'm stressed out. I guarantee you, your wife or your fiance, your girlfriend, whoever, she will respect you more if she really loves. That's the thing. Don't be afraid to open up your mouth and say it's something bothering you. Because you can't keep that stuff here. You know, you can't keep it in there. I tell you, you're doing more harm to your body than anything, to your mind. You know, that's what Satan wants you to do. He wants you to keep all that stuff bothered in, but you can't do that. Heart attacks, strokes, all that stuff don't have no age limit. It's just, they don't discriminate. That stuff is not of God. You know, Pastor did a series, Freedom of Sickness. that whole series of freedom is power. You know, the power of this, and, you know, we have a powerful tongue in our mind. We can eat life or death. You know, when people take that for granted. A lot of things we take for granted. Even people in the church, we take things for granted. But it's time for me to step out of game again. I always say it on my show. We got to step out of game. Not too late. As long as you still got breath and you breathing, you can do the right thing. You know, to my brothers that's in church that, you know, going through, God is there. He got it all. So he waiting for us to come in. You know, don't be afraid to tell your problems to another brother, but be careful. You got to be careful which brother you tell your business. You have to. Some of them don't want to see you move ahead. They want you to stay in that same box dating. You know, this is like when you put a bunch of crabs in a bucket. One of them will try to get out. They don't want to be in there. They know there's a bunch of negative vibes in there. They're trying to get out. Even though they're trying to get away, so they know they're going to get put on that stove. But, you know, just imagine if you were in a bucket full of men, that's all that's going through there. There's a bunch of negativity. What you going to do? You going to stay there? Or you trying to get out and go somewhere where you can grow? You know, you got somebody that can encourage you and lift you up and help you through. You know, or you just gonna stay there? Why would you want to stay there? You seeing everybody else move? You know, you can move too. You just got to make that choice. You know, we all have choices. We all have the right to make decisions. You know, but make the right decision. You know, as men, we need to step up with our young men or fall into the street. You know, 7, 12-year-old kids and gangs walking around with AK-47, 9-gun, Glock, 357. What 11-year-old kids, 9-year-old, 10-year-old kids on this, what they doing with guns? Because we left. We let them, they see it on TV, they see it right before their eyes. You know, because us men, you know, we don't care. Some of us don't care. I ain't gonna say all of them. But I care. You know, like I always said, my dad was always there in my life. I don't know how I feel without my dad. My dad passed in 96, but 2 weeks before my birthday, I enjoyed. You know, like I learned some bad things, some good things from my dad. But that didn't ever stop me from loving him. He was always there. He showed me and my sister, you got to work hard. You know, he showed us, you know, whatever he has to do, he's not going to rely on no system. You know, my aunt still helped my dad out, but my dad still the man. He still did what he had to do to make sure we had clothes on our back, food on our table, and roof over. Might not have been the fanciest house. We grew up in the project, but it was love there. That's what matters. My dad showed love to me. Even though the situation between him and my mom went separate, that's fine. But my dad still showed love. My mom still showed love to me. Even when my dad passed away, my mom took it hard. Even though they were divorced, she took it hard. No matter what the situation was, I knew that my mom loved my dad very much. But at his funeral, she showed that love. Showed it. And things that my dad and I went through, my mom told my dad apologized. Telling the brothers out there, if you're going through some stuff with your wife or your fiance, don't be afraid to apologize. That's what we're supposed to do as men. As women do, we're supposed to apologize. Don't keep still bothering me. You hurt me yourself. You know, like I tell my brothers, man, we just got to stand up. You know, Right? They said, stop falling for the open door. That's what he was doing. He playing with him. He gonna keep doing what he's doing. He done got to the point, he done scared the big strong brother who thinks he got it going, he done scared him. He even done scared somebody in the church. But that don't mean you can't get the pipe right. You can't get the life right. You know, God still there. He ain't left. Like I said, can you imagine all of us brothers linked arms together and we walking on the same beat, walking in unity? Can you imagine what the church would be like? Can you imagine what the schools would be like? Can you imagine what the streets would be like? Our community, even our government. Can you imagine if we were all on the same page? Just like when they did the Million Man March, you see all them brothers together. Just imagine when they linked arms like that, they was really doing what God called them to do, and didn't take no for an answer. You have that opportunity to get it right, bro. We do. Let's get back in church and do what God called us to do. Let's get back in. Take our streets back and our school system back, our government back, our communities back, our families back. That's what said. He's showing himself. He's going to do what he's going to do, and ain't nobody going to stop. But we got to stand up and say, enough, enough. We got to put our pride and ego to the side. All the things we're going through, we got to put them to the side and link with one another. We can't keep doing the same old mess and keep getting the same old results. Time to do something different. If you're going to stand up and get in the game, put your uniform on and don't mind getting the dirt. Just like I was talking last week, it's game time. God is the head coach and he's calling us. Say you can do this, you can come on, step up. Go in there, get in the game, and see what you can do. God will supply us with everything we need to do what he called us to do. It's our choice. He'll say, no, all the time, he can't have my family, my marriage, my kids, my church family. You can't have none of those things that's real close and dear to my heart. Because he's going to do what he got to do. He might not get to, but he's going to take your family, he'll take your kids, he'll take anything that you got your hands in, even he'll take your church he's going to do, call the vision, call the great habits now. But it's time for the men to stand up in the church and let the women know. Yeah, we're not going to let the devil come in here and take over our family, our school, none of that. We can stop a lot of this stuff that's going on as of me. So we stand up and do what we're supposed to. Those two things that bothers me, that pride and ego. You have a lot of men that got too much pride, too much ego. Thinking they got it going on, but they fail to realize it's the one from God. You wouldn't have that. By his grace and mercy, you still breathe. But you got some folks that think they did everything they doing, they did it themselves. They fail to realize God has control over everybody, everything on this earth. Me ain't got to stop being jealous of other brothers. That brother got a nice class. He got it right way. He got to ask him. Don't be mad because he's got, you can do it too. You can have the same thing. You can have a nice ride. It's your choice. But don't keep getting mad when things ain't going your way. When you going to step your game. When you going to get out that box. When you going to stop listening to them friends who got this negative. Because they ain't doing that. You said, oh, I keep hanging with them. and wrong. We can become anything we want. We can do anything we want to. We can be anything we want to. But the thing is, you got to start first. God will open up the door and spend a little time with you. You can spend time hanging out with the boys, going crazy stuff, going to the club, being with the chick here, being with this chick here. You can't give God no time. The one who created you, the one who blessed you to do what you do. Okay, we got to do just like things. Like I said, my client help one, looking for me, no matter what the circumstance or your situation is. God don't care. You seen it in about how he's saying, yeah, those are some ruthless guys back in about today. They were ruthless. And what God done to them. What makes you think he can't change too? He changed me. So the one time I didn't care, it was all about me. I didn't care who I hurt. It was all about me. Because I was hurt. I didn't care. I had a great deal of my life to Christ. No way, but. Boy, I don't. Oh, that's why I cut the food these assholes and because I said sometimes you got to take a back, for that, just go back down memory lane. I went back down memory lane, but that's a long road for him. But you know what? Look where I'm at now. If you know me and you know what I've been through, you know where I got my scalp praise on. Submissive these last 4 days. I'm trying to save for them. Think about what you, where were you in the last couple of years or so? Just think about it. Look where you at now. You don't think God deserves no praise? You don't think God deserves a little spend some time with him? Get in his word and read? I'm trying to tell you, this week's consecration, well, we did our revival, but it was off the chain. I enjoyed it. And after seeing these last 4 days, I tell anybody that week was fasting. Every single night, from Thursday to this morning, it was the word of the faith coming out of me. I'm still excited just to know where I've been and where I'm at now. And to know that God had his hand on me. Even when I was out there in the world doing stuff, ain't had no sense, he still had to come. He still protected me. I didn't know why, but I know where I'm at now. I see why, because I got work to do for him. That's why I don't have no problem encouraging my brother. Anytime I get wrong from brother, I drive my bed before I depart from him to say something good about God. I can't keep it to myself. I want other brothers to feel that presence of God, the love of God, the blessings of God, the anointing of God. I want people to feel it. That Holy Spirit get on you for a little week. It won't be the same. I said today was the one when I really got my shot on the day. I got it in. So to my brothers that's out there listening, that's on the line, that's on the internet, and it's trapped on it. That's all it's trying for yourself. I today you gotta see it for yourself, feel it for yourself. And then when you do, you're like, man, time you won't like it. And nothing like being in the presence of God. It is not being to be in the presence of God with brothers and sisters. and love God like you do. Have people in church crying and shouting. Hey, I seen my brothers in church today, boy. When you shout, that's a good feeling being brothers in the avenue. He feels good to see brothers in church getting that shout on, that praise on, getting that worship on. This is a man going to church every Sunday, me and I praising women in the church. You can throw the roof off the church when the men get together. So we went down to Starbucks for a men's conference. You see those men in there getting their praise on? And not like being around about the ball getting their praise on. I'm trying to tell you, that's not a matter what your situation or your circumstances is. God still loves you. He got his arms open for you. He just waiting for you to make the right decision. You know, they say, are you gonna barbecue or are you gonna meal it? Or are you gonna live or are you gonna die? I chose to live. I don't know about nobody else. I choose to live. I want to be on the winning team with a head coach and time. Never lost a game in his life. And it's so weird. We owe God to praise, though. We just pray and give our life to Christ, don't we? I don't, like I said, I don't regret giving my life to Christ. Yeah, I've practically a couple of times. You know, I fought through it. And to see where I'm at now, to see how I have grown, man, that's a blessing. Blessing. Being strung out on drugs, getting high every day, smoking weed, taking cocaine, drinking. But come February, be 10 years out there and clean, and you think I ain't gonna praise God for the things he do? If I don't praise him for nothing else, I make sure I praise him for cleaning me. Being clean from drugs and alcohol. February 2016, be 10 years. You think I ain't gonna get him no praise? I know it wasn't up with God that delivered me from that. I know it was. I didn't go to no rehab. I got on my knees in the middle of the night. Glory be to God. I asked God, you have to clean this stuff off of me. You got to clean my nose. You got to clean this stuff. I don't want to do it no more. I was determined that I won't go do it no more. And by God's grace and mercy, it's 9 years. I'm hitting 10 years come February. And you think I'm not going to give God no praise? I seen what drugs and alcohol can do to people. I seen what it can do to my family. And you think I'm not going to give God no praise? Got to be kidding me. I see what it has done to people that are close to me. Y'all have forgiven, but I'm serious. I'm thankful to be clean from drugs and alcohol. Like I said, no matter what your circumstance or your situation, God wants you. Like I said in my topic, help one looking for means. No matter what the circumstance of your situation is, God wants you. He don't care. He's going to change your whole life around, but it's your choice, your decision to choose him. He's not going to beg you. Like I said, you want to live or you want to die. I chose to live. If I were kept doing them drugs and alcohol, Lord, again, I don't know where I would be. So to the person, my brother that's on the line, that's on the computer, on the internet list, if you own drugs and alcohol, I'm going to live with you. I got cousins right now that's that done drank so much of that alcohol was tearing their body up. But I believe and I trust God and God will deliver. But it's up to them to make that decision if they want to quit. We got to get ourselves together, bro. We got to. I got to say this, bro. No matter what your situation or your circumstances is, God has his arms wide open. Waiting on you. Forget what your friends gonna say. This is an intimate time for you to be with God, for you to get to know him. I just thank God for the living being saved. Like I said, these last 4 days, being in the presence of God, I understand why I have to give him praise. And worship him. And I got it on today. I felt the move of God in that place, in the church today. I felt God moving in me, on me. So to my brothers, don't be afraid, God. Excuse me. So I got kind of emotional there. Excuse me, but that's just me. I said, we got somebody that wants to chime in. Like I said, if you want to just thank God or make a comment or say hello, feel free. If you're in the chat room, just leave a questions. I got both of my computers up. I can check my chat room as well. But we got caller with the last four numbers, 3179.
Hey,
go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, bro?
Hey, hello, Will.
Good. I've been listening to you for the last 40 minutes. You're doing an awesome job. Thank God for you, bro. And I thank God what you're saying, too, about, you know, how we should want to give God praise as men and how do we want to learn to worship God. It's so awesome, so true. You know, the last 4 days, like you said, the church, the revival that we had at church, showed me your glory has been so awesome, so been really off the chain. I looked at, you know, the things that God did, you know, even the first night when the man of God came and how that God began to speak a prophetic word from the start. God began to speak to the man of God and allowed us to know that there was change coming to the body of Christ that we are among, you know. Letting us know that God was shifting us to that next level and the things that God had for us. It was just so blessed. And then turning around on last night, you know, it blessed me to begin to hear the man of God that, you know, years ago, like you said, I remember when he wasn't saved. But, you know, Pastor Mason, such an awesome man of God that spoke such a powerful word on last night, such wisdom and such word that he spoke. And then the brother that was with him, Minister Bell, I remember them guys from about 20 years ago. And I remember 20 years ago, as a man loving God and on my singing and my praying, and he remembered those things that God did for him through the time as we was on post as a man of God, as a brother in Christ, praying and seeking the face of God. And that's what brothers should praise God for, is that somebody is standing in the gap interceding and somebody is praying that they don't die in drugs. They don't die in fornication. They don't die in adultery. They don't die on fighting and being in games and stuff. They don't die without happiness. But the fact is that we got men that are standing on the wall, and that's something to praise God for and to worship God for, recognizing men that really love Jesus. Because when you really love Jesus, you understand what it is to give God the praise for the blood, as the pastor talked about today, the apostle talked about that word today, about really recognizing that the blood of Jesus allowed us to get into the holies of holies. You go beyond just the outer court of praise and get beyond even the inner court where you get in the place where the bread and the shoe bread is. But he talked about the depth, the understanding for the fact is that on that day when Jesus got up, meaning he got up with him because of the blood that he shed and how he took that blood and the veil was torn from the top to the bottom. And he talked about that and how that we as men understanding why we be to worship God, because if it weren't for Jesus, where would we be If it weren't for Jesus, our sickness, not with disease, we would take him out. And he talked about the high priest. That if the high priest was a living right, and he went in there and he was taking the blood for your sin, and if he won't right, he would end up dying. And if he died, you got to wait a whole another year. Thanks be to God for Jesus Christ as men. Thanks be to God to recognize that Jesus Christ made a way as a man that I could worship him, that as a man I could praise God, recognizing that by his grace, his mercy. And let me go out there for me to recognize, you know, they should open the mouth. When they go to church, open your mouth. You know, when you get in the congregation of the righteous, we got to open our mouth and let the people know of the goodness of Jesus, how he did for me. You know, he could have did it for somebody, but he did it for me. You know, and in the scripture, he talks about how that if I was the only person on the world, he would have still died just for me. And that's what I'm going to praise God for. So I thank God for you, Brother Chauncey, how that you're sharing this word. And I pray to all the men that are listening in, just think about how good Jesus is for you. He's still sparing your life. He's still got your family. He's still got your son. He's still got your daughter. He's not allowing them to go down the tube. But yet still, when you stand up as a man and show forth that praise of God, then your family follow you for the fact that they see the goodness of Christ on you. So we give God praise and glory for that. We thank God for that. We give him glory for that, Deacon Johnson. It's so awesome to hear that. So awesome. So awesome. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, Amen. I enjoy doing this. I always look forward to after getting a powerful word from church on Sunday and just let God use me on this radio talk show. And like I said earlier, I don't take things for granted. I used to, but I don't anymore. You know, after this 4 days of revival, you know, we should be getting in God's presence every day.
Yes, amen.
You know, because like I said, man, these 4 days have been exciting to me. You know, and I thank God for placing me at Faith Tabernacle Ministries. You know, up on a strong leadership. You know, I've learned, you know, we're supposed to support our leaders, and we're supposed to encourage them, we're supposed to pray for them, and we're supposed to love them. But you know what? I tell them, I love myself. And like I said, so outside of him being a pastor, he's a cool brother to be around. He's humble. You know, he like to have fun, too. You know, I remember the first time he came and played basketball with him, and I told him, you know, my co-worker that my pastor's son. I said, but I'm going to tell you this, you know, when he get on the basketball court, he's not pastor. He's a ball player. I said, you mess around and slip if you want to, he's going to get you. They were like, yeah, right. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Now, Joe Cuddy, your pastor don't mean he can't shoot no hoop.
I mean,
he came out there, we got back to work, and my co-worker was like, Chauncey, you won't lie. I tried to tell y'all, I gave y'all fair warning. But the thing is, I always say, when you got a strong leadership like that, they're humble, they down to earth people, you know you're in the right place, and they live by the word of God. You know? Mm-hmm. I just wish everybody can, you know, I try to invite everybody to come see the leaders that we have at Faith Tabernacle Ministry. You know, it's amazing. You know, like I said, these last 4 days, I just seen how everybody just enjoyed themselves. Friday night, we had young kids that get their life to crack. I was talking to my wife. I said, it's amazing how young kids will give their life quicker and grown folks
there. I mean,
don't take no favor. No kids took slam off and went straight to the altar. I think it was David. A young man went up there. When he got up there, he had the biggest smile on his face. I was like, wow. And you know, I don't mean to harm, but as adults, we can learn something from the youth. They don't hesitate. You know, these young kids, they were praising God. They were moving. They enjoy themselves. And to see young kids doing it on a Friday night, no kids could have been anywhere. But you know what? They was in church getting prayed on. Some of them in their life. You know, they was there again, sir. You know, that's why I say, you know, our brothers, we have to be an example to our children.
Right.
You know, that's one thing about me. I try to let my daughter see me get my praise on. I don't have no problem standing my daughter and taking her to the altar and hold on. That's what men are supposed to do. We supposed to let our kids see that we're not afraid to praise God. Not stop letting mama see mama doing but my daddy not doing.
Amen.
Yeah, I remember the first time I got my praise on, Brianna was a little young girl. And I was sitting there crying so hard, my nose was running. And the girl that I was dating, she was sitting right there, but my daughter, my oldest baby, she took the kisser and wiped my face and wiped my nose.
Amen.
I'm sitting here with this young lady, and we dating, and you're not paying attention. And my daughter, all of a sudden, my daughter just grabbed kisser and wiped her daddy. She seen her daddy get a praise on. That's what us men are supposed to do. Let our kids and our sons, let them see there's nothing wrong with praising God.
Right.
There's
right.
nothing wrong with praising God. One time before, I used to be honest, I used to be scared what people were going to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not afraid no more. You can look at me all you want, look at teachers. Yeah, I'm giving. I'm going to keep giving.
Mm-hmm.
So like I said, we got to do a flashback and go back down memory lane to see what we used to be before we got saved and to see what God done for us when we chose to be on his team. This shouldn't be a day that we go let go back and we don't do nothing but just tell him thank
you.
Not one day I could not go without telling him thank you. Like I said, come February 2016, I'll be clean for 10 years.
Right.
Of drugs and alcohol. And I can't give him no praise.
Right. Come
What's
on.
What's wrong with that person?
Amen. Amen.
Like I said, the whole the topic is health one. Looking for me, no matter what your situation or your circumstance. Whatever you're going through, the weight that's on your back, the stress, the depression, all that stuff that you got on you, give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
Give it to him. Like I said, if he saved me and delivered me, he can do it for you.
Amen.
But like I said, when I was out there in pride, it was all about me. I didn't care who I hurt. I didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hurt and been wounded yourself, you don't care about nobody else. It was just, like I said, that self, that pride and ego. That's what it was on me, my pride and ego. I ain't listening to nobody. I'm going to do what I got to do for me. I'm tired of being nice. I'm tired of being hurt. But I hurt people the whole while, so I was hurting myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I thank God for his grace and mercy.
Amen.
I thank God for putting me in a ministry where I can learn, where I can grow. I feel grow. I mean, I even look at myself as a man, I've grown. Man, I have grown since I've been in church.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritually, mentally, physically, I have seen myself, I just seen God just do some things in me I never thought I would see in my life.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I encourage the brothers. Do what God done for me. Again, this takes time to look where you were 5 years ago. Even to my brothers that saved and done lost their way or done lost that fire. God, just think about it.
Hmm.
Where would you be if God wanted your life? I know I'd be 6 feet under or locked up. Two choices I had. All I could see was the way I was going.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for saving me. I thank God for just for being in him. Just thank him for being who he is. But y'all just don't know, being in the presence of God, just see how God moves. You got this, that's an experience I wish everybody can experience. Especially when you're around your brothers and sisters in Christ and everybody on one accord. And you feel the presence of God is coming in the church and just show up and show out. And like a couple of speakers said during our ride, we have to go expecting God to do something. And I know a couple of times when I pray with Pastor, that's one thing I'm expecting God to show up and show out. And these last 4 days, I ask God, I'm looking for you to show up and show out. It's all being show up and show out. That's what we have to do. And to me, that's what we're expecting God to do. Show up and show out in our lives. So our wives, our kids, our daughters, the community, the schools, everybody else will see, man, what's going on with these brothers? They're not playing around no more. What is going on with these men? That's what we got to do. Because if we stand up and we lay arms, like I said, just imagine that Million Man March was all saved brothers that loved God and was on a mission. Could you imagine what really happened if all those men that were there that were saved, if they were saved? A million men? God be the God. Thank you. I see we got another caller. Uh-oh, this is wrong and wrong. 0424. You're on the air. Hello?
Hey, what's up, brother?
What's going on, stranger?
Well, still a little feeling under the weather, but I'm here.
Well, that's good. That's good. How your day been so far?
I mean, due to the circumstances, it's okay. It could be worse, but always could be better. But I won't complain.
Yeah. So have you been listening to the show? Did you catch the topic?
Yeah, I caught the topic where you said on Facebook. I did.
Well, okay. Well, I'm glad you got your voice back. I know it's not all the way 100%, but, you know, you're still here, and I'm glad you decided, you know, put the time out to come, you know, instead of resting and sitting back. You know, I've been praying for you. I know, you're my boy, and I love you. I know you've been praying for me, so, and, you know, I'm glad you just, you know, took time out to, you know, come and listen and say a little something, you know, due to the circumstances, feel a little honored as well. But, you know, I'm glad you decided to show up, and I appreciate it, and thank you for your love and support. So, but, you know, like I said, just, man, I just let God do what he has to do in my life. You know, and I tell Coach, you know, when God used me, I feel good when I touch somebody. You know, like I said, I might not touch everybody, but if I touch one, I did what God called me to do. You know, we won't be able to touch everybody, but we can touch somebody. That somebody is better than touching nobody. You know, like I said, it's about that help wanting, looking for meaning, no matter what the circumstances or the situation is. You know, like I said, God has his arms open. So, you know, I encourage the brothers, you know, just go back, like I said, just go back down memory lane, just think about the things that God has done for you. And just think about it. Now ask yourself, do I want to keep being like this, or do I want to change? But it's your choice. You know, it's your choice. Yeah, you might lose some friends, you might lose some family members, but hey, that's okay. You know, but you gain God, And God can use you to change the situation in your family, the situation in the group of men that you hang with, your four teammates. I know that's what God done for me. You know, because I had a guy tell me that my friend that I hang with, they were going to leave once I got saved. And I told him, no, they're not. I said, that's how close we are. I know they won't leave. And throughout that whole situation, so far one of my friends got saved and gave his life to Christ. He was going through so God, I'm blessing him with a job. God, I'm blessing him with a house. I'm blessing him with a car. So you can't tell me that God didn't put me, let me stay in that circle. There was a reason why he kept me there around my friends. There was a reason. And I love them guys that I've been with. But like I said before, you know, their kids call me uncle, and my kids call them uncle. That's friendship. You know, the same way with my boy Jerome. You know, that's my brother, regardless of what anybody say, that's my brother. His daughters are my niece. And it's the same way with my kids. That's when you know when you became true friends, that you can be like that. And then to see one of your friends, one of those guys in the group get saved, and you see how God is moving in their life. And they respect you for the decision you made. Don't force nothing on you. Don't try to change your mind. They encourage you, and they still in the world, but they can still encourage you to keep doing what you're doing in God's kingdom. Like I said, so, there's nothing wrong with giving your life to Christ. That'll be the best decision you ever make. God won't leave you. He'll be right there. You do wrong, he'll let you know. But you do right by him, he'll do right by you. You stand up for his word, he's going to stand up for you when your trials and tribulations. I speak from experience. You know, I'm on my job. They try to put me on Sunday through Thursday. And I refuse to work Sunday for man. I refuse. But they going to tell me that's the only one. I'm not doing it. Mm-mm. I'm not doing it. I told them I want what I'm not doing. And I told them in their face, I'm not going to turn my back on God. They're coming here to please y'all. I'm not going to do it. I've been here on this job for 4 years, and y'all know I go to church on Sunday faithful. You can still try to make me come in. I'm not going to do it. I said, I got to April the 21st to find me something. I told myself, it was nice working with you. And I told them my coworkers, I said, before I work on Sunday, I'll quit. They're going to make you, no, they can't make me do nothing. I have a choice. Everybody has a choice. I made the right choice to stand up for what God has done for me, and I would not turn my back on him. All of a sudden, God turned it around. I will work in Institute Saturday. Still went to church on Sunday. I told him, and we round that green. I told him, I know the God that I serve. I don't have no problem telling nobody the God that I serve. I don't. I share God with them. I tell them how God has been good to me and my friends. I tell them how what God done for me. Like I said, I've been clean 9 years, but I'm so excited about this year coming up. This 10 years. Every year went back, I was excited. But now, I'm about to hit 10 years of being clean of drugs and alcohol. Not knowing in the whole while what I knew when going to drugs and alcohol, it was tearing my body up. But it just got to the point where I was like, enough is enough. I got two cousins right now that drink so heavy, and I just seen how God is just hurt. I'm just praying for God to grant God in my healing. I see it come. But they got to make their choice to quit drinking, to quit living the way they live. But I seen what God did for me when I left that alcohol and drugs alone. I slept good. I still ate good. But just the fact that if you put all that alcohol and the drugs, tearing up your brain cells, smoking weed, sipping cocaine, doing all of it. And look where I'm at. Go to God, grace and mercy. Still praising God. Like I said, this 4 days of revival has depressed me. It done something to me. I got the unexpected God to do some more stuff coming through this revival. What I seen this week, got my shout out, and I praise God for the past years to where I'm at now. To see Him move in my life, and I know He's steady moving. Why not? He's on a winning team. Have a coach that's undefeated. Stand for Him, just stand for you. You stand up for His word, just stand up for you. But you can best believe you make a mistake. He can best, you know. He's that kind of God. He loves us. To go through what He went through, and we can't spend no time with Him, can't give Him no praise. So there ain't nothing but a thank you, Jesus, come out your mouth. Like I said, a small thing, big thing, look, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to praise Him. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm going to praise Him. I'm going to pray. I'm going to go out praising Him. He's the best to lead that. He's been too good to us. All He asks is a little bit of time. Just keep your faith. And watch Him work. You know, all of us have it this day. All of, you know, we did some dirt back in the day. Elder Wilson done something. My boy Jerome done something. But look what God did in our life. So what are you doing that? We reaching back trying to let the brothers know, hey, we've been there. We've done that. But look what the decision we made to be on the winning team. For some of the battles we can't fight, we got to give them to God. Let Him fight. You can't carry all that weight or go back. That's why I tell the brothers, you have to open up. You have to release that stuff. There's nothing wrong with you going to your wife, your fiance, your girlfriend, whoever, and let them know that you're tired. That you hurt, that you're going through. So that she your wife and she your help me, she gonna pray for you. She gonna stick with you through thick and thin. That's why I encourage the women, push the men. Push them. Don't kick them when they down. Don't call them names because we have feelings too. You know, like I said, y'all have to understand there's a lot on our plate. But if you got God on your side, hold your head up, walk tall, speak with boldness. So watch God do work. nothing like being on God's team, on God's stage. When we was out there in the world, we didn't have no problem worshiping the devil, doing what you were doing. But now, you can't do the same thing for God, because when you out there in the world, you get the same old result. You done seen people you grew up with, you done seen what God has done for them. What are you afraid of? So it's time for us being self. But like I said, no matter what the situation or your circumstances is, no matter what, God still loves you. Still breathing. You still walking. You still talking. He still loves you. Why not try him? Why not? Would you afraid? If you try him, you know what he's going to do, and you're scared. They don't be scared when God starts blessing you. When you start seeing him do things in your life, in your family life, saving your kids, your wife, or family members, deliverance, don't be afraid of that. Rejoice and be happy. Be that light of the family. Be that light. Be that mouthpiece of God. Let your family and friends know who God is. Don't be afraid. Like I said, your boys you hang with get mad and upset, and hey, so be it. The best friend you can have, but like I said, no matter what the situation or circumstances are, God can do the same thing. Okay, we got another call. Jerome, you still there? You might have fired.
Oh, yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm just checking on it. Okay, call with the last four numbers, 7432. Welcome
hey,
to the
Bible
Church.
This is Nina.
Yo, what's going on?
I just wanted to say that there's always something to praise God for. We was just having a conversation a little while ago how we just able to step out of our beds. We're able to look. We're able to breathe. We're able to feel, touch. We cannot keep taking these small things for granted, but we have to be thankful in all things. And I'm going to tell you something. I will cut the rug for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? He released my feet to death. I'm going to dance. Because I know what he bought me from. I used to drink. I used to club. I used to smoke weed. I used to do things that the enemy could have took me out. But I'm grateful because he woke me up this morning. Somebody didn't get up this morning.
Amen.
And I thank God for my place on this earth that I'm still here. And I want God, you know what I'm saying, I want that light to shine through me that other people can see in this dark world. We cannot make it without Christ.
Yeah.
We can't do nothing without him. And I thank God for your testimony, how you're celebrating these years of being clean. That's awesome within itself. Everybody can't say that. But I'm telling you, it was because God, you allowed God to come into your heart and he brought that change in you, and he's still doing some things and some mighty things in you. And I just thank God right now. I want to get my testimony in there, you know what I'm saying, while I'm here. And I hope it will help somebody else to want to step out. God has been so good to me that he's kept me through numerous of surgeries. He kept me through situations where I literally could have lost my mind. I never hit the mental ward. And I thank God for that. I have a lot to be thankful for, and I'm going to give him praise while there's breath in my body. So I'm just excited on today because this is an awesome topic, because we have no reason not to praise God. We might not have everything that we want, but we have everything that we need. We're not homeless. We're not hungry. We have water, and there's other people going through way worse things than we are.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time to praise God. A lot of times we got to praise our way through.
Mm-hmm.
We already victorious. We already victorious. We know we got the enemy under our feet.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God. I just get excited because we can just go on and go on and go on about this topic and about what God has done for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to get mine in while I can.
Well, you know, usually, yeah, you're a problem. God. I thank God for everybody that's on the internet listening in, all my callers. And I thank you for your love and support. You know, it means a lot to me when my family and friends are supporting me on this mission that God has called me to do. You know, and I like to give a shout out. I know you're going to get mad, but I like to give a shout out to my pastor, Roman. I know he's not going to make no comments, but he listens. He do just tell me face to face. But, you know, I always say God is first. You know, and I thank God for what he's doing in my life and my family life and my kids' life. And I thank God for placing me up on Pastor Foster for their ministry at Faith Tabernacle Ministry. The lives are transformed by the word. I like to say Jerome, who's a true friend, I mean, never don't sugarcoat nothing to me. Always give it to me real. He don't bite his tongue. And I don't get mad when he talks to me like that because I know it's out of love. You know, and I just want to, Jerome, I just want to thank you for being a true friend. Ella Wilson, I'd like to thank you for being a true friend. You know, like I always say, you know, y'all guys mean a lot to me. And I thank my pastor is on the phone. You know, thank you, Pastor Foster. Love you. Last but not least, my biggest fan is Michelle. I thank you for that being said. Like I always say, God loves you, and I do too. Thank you for tuning into the Bible Shop. See you tonight.
Good night, bro.